Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. It's also Veterans Day. I'm Steve Bertrand, and we're looking at various programs and things that are confronting veterans these days and the people who are helping. One of the people who are helping is Laura Franz. She's the executive director of Veterans Path to Hope. It's an organization based in Crystal Lake, but it helps throughout the region. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I want to talk about what you do for veterans, but before I do that, talk to me about what you hear from them. What is it that they need and they're facing?
That is about as diverse as any other group. We have people come through our doors that are dealing with simple basic necessities. They need food, they need housing, they need employment, they need hygiene supplies, all the way through people that have, they're struggling from whatever era they served. They need mental health support. They need peer support, contact and connection with other veterans. So really, it's, you name it, we probably have had that walk through our doors.
And how many veterans do you typically help in a year?
Over 2,800.
2,800. Laura Franz from she's the executive director of Veterans Path to Hope. I love the name of your organization because it means so much. Explain for me the importance. I mean, food is important. Shelter is important. A path to hope is very important. Explain for that for me.
So we were started, nonprofit agency 25 years ago by a Vietnam veteran named Alan Belcher. And he was dealing with just the number of homeless veterans that he saw that had served at the same time that he did. And he started a transitional living program in Hebron that is open till this day. It serves 20 homeless veterans and helps them get back on their feet again. And in the ensuing, 25 years, we have added on 7 additional programs to help veterans, housing, employment, outdoors program, drop-in resource center, a veterans community action team that delivers furniture and food and household goods to the veterans that we've put back in housing. And our original name, based on that original program, was Transitional Living Services. That's our legal name. And during the last year, we met with our staff and said, we've outgrown that name. Like, we do so much more than just Transitional Living Services. And when you really think about what you do across all these different services, whether you're in Rockford, Chicago, Kenosha, McHenry County, Lake County, it really boiled down to the return of hope. No matter what that barrier is for a veteran and their family member, the look in their eyes and on their face when the case manager or, peer support working with them is able to help them figure out how to remove that barrier, no matter what it is, it's all about hope. And when you give people that feeling of hope again, it goes back to, I can do this, I can be self-sufficient, I can keep, giving back, I can fulfill my mission, whatever that may be. And people, it all comes down to that. It's really about that return of that spark of hope.
We're talking about veterans on this Veterans Day and different outreach programs. Laura Franz is with the Path to Hope, the Veterans Path to Hope. Laura, I keep hearing that the veterans community is underserved when it comes to this, and I want to know if that's your experience, and if it is, why in the world is that?
I would tell you that it depends on location, to be honest. We do get calls from other states, either veterans or people that are trying to help veterans, and it's difficult. Funding is always an issue with a nonprofit. You would think that there would be a ton of money for veterans, but I think it's like any other social service where you're constantly seeking funding to be able to provide the services that are needed. And it's hard. There's a lot of very small veterans organizations, not a lot that are a social service or human service organization, which is what we consider ourselves.
Well, How is it that people can reach out and help your organization?
You know, we have our website, which is a great place to start, veteranspathtohope.org. We also are very active on Facebook and Instagram.
Fantastic. If people are listening to this and they want to support vets in any way, your organization or others, what should you tell them? How do you inspire them to do so, I guess, is the best question for that.
Message that we try to get out to people is that if they know anyone, a veteran or family member of a veteran, who has any issue that they're dealing with, have them reach out to us.
Mm-hmm.
info@vphope.org, you know, our phone number 815-321-4673. They can drop into our resource center at 805 South McHenry Avenue in Crystal Lake. We have an office in Rockford, and we serve in host settings such as all of the VAs to be accessible to veterans that are in need.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks for the work you do, Laura Franz from Veterans Path to Hope. I wish you the best success, and again, thanks for the work that you're doing there.
Thank you so much.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Let's get a look at the weather and traffic. Here's Gabe Salgado.